امام خمینی's 33rd passing away anniversary. With a calm and sure heart, a happy spirit, and an inward hopeful of God's favor, I take leave of brothers and sisters and travel to the eternal abode, while I am in dire need of your good prayer. And I appeal to the compassionate and merciful God to accept my shortcomings in serving you. These were the words of Imam Khomeini's testament. The great leader of the Islamic Revolution spent his whole life in the way of God and salvation of not just Muslims, but the oppressed and downtrodden all over the world. Yet he asks people to pray for him so that God accepts his shortcomings in fulfilling his duties. Dear listeners, today is the 33rd anniversary of Imam Khomeini's departure from the mortal world. We have prepared a special program on this occasion. Stay with us, please. The first days of the month of Khordad of the Iranian calendar year 1368, late May and early June of 1989, were very hard for the Iranian nation and the lovers of Imam Khomeini. The conditions of Imam Khomeini were deteriorating, and people from all walks of life had gathered at mosques, religious places, and even houses to plead God for the Imam's health. They asked God to cut their life and add to Imam Khomeini's life. But alas, the heart of the greatest leader of the Islamic Ummah and the oppressed in the world in the modern times stopped beating on June 4th, 1989, only to plunge in sorrow the whole Iranian nation and freedom seekers in the Islamic Ummah and across the world. Now, 33 years into the harrowing demise of Imam Khomeini, his lovers swarm around his shrine in southern Tehran to revive their pledge of allegiance with the unmatched leader of the Islamic Ummah and the downtrodden masses throughout the world. Imam Khomeini has gone, but his ideals and aspirations for mankind are alive forever. Most people will be cast into oblivion, or at least turn into a dim and picture. But people like Imam Khomeini not only are not forgotten, but also they become brighter and brighter as time passes. Imam Khomeini passed away 33 years ago, but his thoughts and guidelines keep leading and empowering the seekers of truth, justice, and freedom all over the world. He showed the way for struggling against the bullies and oppressors across the world. One of the important characteristics of Imam Khomeini's school was to stand firmly against the influence of foreigners and non-compromise with superpowers. Many people in history have fought injustice, while later on they became oppressors themselves. But according to Imam Khomeini's school, fighting injustice is accompanied by fighting the self and extremist desires of the self and humbleness before God as the supreme power. Imam Khomeini never separated these two battlefields. He stood against arrogant powers while struggling against his self and mean desires. Exactly for this reason, his lifestyle never changed when he took the helms of power as the leader of the Islamic Ummah. He and the students of his school have marched in the name of God and for God's sake. One of the main goals of Imam Khomeini was to return the Iranian nation and the Islamic nations to their origins, in order to know the advanced Islamic culture and familiarize others with this glorious culture. His top aspiration was to free Muslims from the yoke of the decadent and corrupt Western culture. Imam Khomeini planted self-belief and self-confidence in the hearts of Muslims to find their brilliant identity. He said, "The main thing is to prepare the minds of these youths and even old ones and intellectuals to believe that we are humans rather than stretching our hands towards others for everything. If you believe that you are humans and have the ability to think, you will be successful." Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, believed that every Muslim, especially scholars, are duty-bound to serious struggle against the capitalist and communist policies. Today, the Islamic Revolution is the only independent revolution in the world. That's why those who want to fight the domineering system take the role model of Iran. For sure, this has infuriated the US, Britain, and their allies. Imam Khomeini clearly proved that the men of God do not fear anyone but God. He would prudently ponder over events and circumstances and would try to provide the conditions on the way of his goal. In his testament, he first mentions and explains Hadith Saqalain, two weighty and precious things in the meaning, namely the Noble Quran and the progeny of the Prophet of Islam as the sources of guidance and salvation in this world and the hereafter. In this viewpoint, ruling according to the religious and spiritual values will never capitulate to the desires of oppressors and tyrants. Thus, such a rule will endanger the interest of the domineering powers. The Imam, addressing all people, writes in his testament, "Remembering Almighty God, advance toward self-recognition, self-sufficiency, and independence with all its dimensions, as God's hand is no doubt with you." Ayatollah Khamenei says on Imam Khomeini, "He was like a son which clarifies the objects with its radiance, and was like a spirit which revives the organs through breathing into the body. He revives us and caused us to move, and we were able, with his help, to realize the historical and geographical value of our country and the reality of our past culture and the reality of Quran.